have Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen, and things to be thankful for at 800-510-8255. One of the things that you can be thankful for, we can all be thankful, is that there are people who think about those who need, people who think about people other than themselves. And Melissa Winkler is one of those people. She is from Rescue International, and they have some suggestions at Rescue International, the Rescue Committee, International Rescue Committee, as to how to go about your Black Friday gift giving, your shopping. Perhaps you might consider giving a gift that saves lives. For all the refugees, we have them all over the place. The ones that are well known, like the Haitian refugees, perhaps the folks in the Middle East, some of them that need help. There are a lot of symbolic gifts that you can give. And so we invited Melissa here to discuss that as we think about how we want to appropriately spread good cheer. Melissa, welcome to Good Day.
Thank you. Thanks, Doug.
Tell us about Rescue International. What does this committee do, generally speaking, other than this specific work, and how they come to be?
Well, it's the International Rescue Committee, and it's an organization that was actually the brainchild of Albert Einstein in 1933.
Wow.
And it was founded to help refugees fleeing the Second World War. And since that time, it's extended humanitarian assistance to millions of people around the world who've been uprooted by war and disaster. And today, we work in more than 40 countries, and again, offering help and hope to refugees impacted by violent conflict and also natural disasters. And during emergencies, we're providing things like health care and shelter, clean water, yeah, sanitation, and then when emergencies subside, we stay often for many years, sometimes even a decade, helping people recover and rebuild
started,
their communities.
How is this like the Red Cross or not like the Red Cross, and who started this? You said Einstein, but I'm talking about in the modern day. It's got to be somebody who's keeping the ball rolling.
Right. Well, we have almost 10,000 employees globally.
Wow.
And nearly all of them are from the countries where we provide assistance, which is very important.
So this is almost like an NGO, it sounds like.
It is.
International,
we are
a non-governmental
organization, a non-profit, mm-hmm, secular organization, and we get funding from a variety of sources, from foundations, from caring individuals, from the humanitarian arms of governments, like in the United States, there's through the State Department, there's USAID, and you know, do this work globally.
Yeah. Pardon me for interrupting, but now I'm sort of putting a face, if you will, pardon that suggestion. I have done three or four trips with the USAID groups in the when Clinton was president, went to Africa, went to the Middle East.
Fantastic.
And so now there seemed to be something in the back of my mind that I remembered coming in contact with somebody from the International Rescue Committee. So what can people do? How do they find ways of helping these people should they want to?
Well, donations are our bread and butter. And around the holiday season, we've created a great holiday gift campaign called Rescue Gifts. And what you do when you purchase a rescue gift is that you essentially would dedicate it to a loved one.
Mm-hmm. Heifer International does?
Yes.
You know, Heifer International?
It's set up similar to the Heifer program.
Yeah.
These are, you know, we see them as really great gift options for, mm-hmm, you know, socially conscious gift givers or receivers. And, you know, it's because these gifts are doing good, and, you know, they're truly making a difference in the life of someone else in need. And, you know, we all have those people in our lives that, you know, just really don't want another hat and scarf.
No, exactly. It means nothing. All right, so here's to the nitty-gritty of this. You can go to gifts.rescue.org, gifts.rescue.org, and on that site, the Rescue International site, you will find specific way. Here is what I think this, you've heard the background. This is really the nitty-gritty. If you want to send a child in one of these areas where there are refugee families to school, it costs $52 for a whole year. Why wouldn't you do that? $52, give it in the name of your father or your mother or something to send a child to a year of school. The areas of the world where mosquitoes are a problem, cause malaria, people die of basic complications from being exposed to mosquitoes. There are nets you can buy and distribute for $18. You can send a flock of chickens over for obvious purposes, $30. Garden kit is $60. So these are the tools that allow these people to do what they know how to do. It's just a question of having the tools to make it all work. I think this is very meaningful and a pretty powerful idea, actually, when it comes to helping these folks survive. Imagine your life if you didn't have a roof over your head. You basically were homeless. And that's what we have with millions of people around the world who have been in this past year. They become refugees, and most of it through no fault of their own, if not all of it through no fault of their own, right?
Exactly. And, you know, what we see, you know, in the field every day is that, you know, a little goes a long way.
Yeah, that's right.
And,
yeah.
You know, as you were just saying, you know, $18 provides mosquito netting for a family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't think about it here,
yeah.
But, you know, there are, malaria is one of the leading causes of death around the world.
Mm.
A child dies from malaria every 45 seconds. It's hard to imagine.
Yeah.
And while it's hard to get rid of those mosquitoes, it's an easy disease to prevent just by families sleeping under these nets. And, you know, research has shown that when families do sleep under the nets, insecticide-treated nets, you know, malaria can be reduced by 90%.
A lot
so it has a big impact.
Yeah, a lot of the conflict around the world, especially in Africa, where the Tutsis and the Hutus are still at it, chopping each other up. You know, we don't even know because the news media never covers it. They sometimes give you some pictures from Somalia because that's pretty horrible. But the whole, a lot of the sub-Saharan African continent is a mess. And then there are the natural disasters that have happened. We mentioned Haiti, but there are plenty of others. So here's my suggestion. As Melissa is explaining, go to gifts.rescue.org.
You flipped it around a little, so it's rescue.org/gifts.
Oh, sorry about that. I get the information correct.
Rescue.org/gifts.
Rescue.org/gifts. That's the way to help out. Melissa Winkler from Rescue International, thank you for giving us some good ideas.
Thanks very much.
Food for thought here.
It's the Toys R Us After Thanksgiving sale with over 150 doorbusters. And we're your first stop when doorbusters start 9 p.m. Thanksgiving night. Plus bonus doorbusters 5 a.m. Friday. Hurry in for our lowest prices ever. Like 50% off hot toys from top brands like Barbie, Crayola, LeapFrog, Vaseline, and more. Get huge savings earlier than ever before. Doorbusters start 9 p.m. Thursday night. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Local store hours may vary. Exclusions apply. Visit a store or toysrus.com for details.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Everyone knows that old clip. It's one of 500 films in the Library of Congress National Film Registry. That's right. That dancing popcorn's been honored along with The Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
A fascinating new DVD, These Amazing Shadows, celebrates the film registry. It's a great documentary that, for some reason, makes me hungry.
To get ourselves a treat.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Jason Momoa and Ron Perlman do battle in Conan the Barbarian. Friday Night Lights' Kyle Chandler faces a space alien in Super 8. And Christopher Plummer starts life anew in Beginners. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra. Rich Mick.
Mick.
Jennifer
Mick.
All right, so the other day I had some Thanksgiving riddles for Roberta.
Okay.
Now it's time for Thanksgiving knock-knock jokes.
Oh. Doug was very cute, because off the air he said, I have to save these for Roberta.
Yes, I did.
Aww.
Say that.
Yeah.
So, knock-knock, Roberta, who's there? Well, wait a minute, I'll do knock-knock, you do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Gladys.
Gladys who?
Gladys Thanksgiving, aren't you? Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Wilma.
Wilma who?
We'll make lots of food and fun this Thanksgiving.
Groaner.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Harry.
Harry ho.
Hurry up, I'm starved.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Abbott.
Abbott ho.
Abbott time we ate, isn't it?
About time we ate.
About time we stopped these bad jokes.
Knock, knock.
Yeah. Who's there?
Dewey.
Dewey who?
Dewey have a long to wait to eat.
We have to hear
them
anymore.
Knock, knock.
Oh, there.
Diana.
Diana. Oh.
Diana thirst too.
Diana thirst too.
Diana.
Diana. Diana thirst too.
Oh, Diana thirst. Okay.
What would it be though? What would Thanksgiving be without a couple of good knock knock jokes?
Little ha ha's.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
My son will like them. They were.
Do you know what's
immature.
The cost per pound of a turkey this year? Anybody know? Anybody bought a turkey yet?
Don't know.
Not no.
We bought like the, you know, fancy dancy organic one. I think it was $1.99 a pound.
Yeah.
The cost is like $50 for the turkey.
The turkey this year is twice as much as it was in 2007. So in 4 years, cost of a turkey has doubled. And by the way, the most stores use turkey as a loss leader. Farmers, it costs them twice as much to produce these turkeys as you're paying for it in the store. The farmer's getting paid a reasonable amount. But the cost of the turkey, and one of the reasons that the turkey costs are going up is because of what I've been talking about this week in terms of food. We will not have enough food to feed everybody in the world this winter. It's going to be very serious problems because America couldn't produce the food. We'll have enough food probably here in our country if we haven't sold a lot of it off by this time, and some has been. You know, it depends on how the commodities markets are working and who's paying what. As the stuff gets a bit up, the price of corn, especially in wheat. But things like this, turkeys, who would have thought? I mean, people say, how come the turkeys are so expensive this year? Well, you'd be faced with the reality at Christmas time or through the winter as to what it's going to cost to buy pretty much anything. Cost of hamburger. Watch the cost of the fast food jump at fast food restaurants. Wait till you see that. Yeah, that's going to really be something that affects a lot of people. And we're here to talk about it because we like food for thought, if you will.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
This is Broadway star Susan Egan.
Since 4 a.m. cause she had a runny nose. Changed her diapers twice. Washed her dirty clothes. She threw down her sippy cup and then smeared me with some jam. I looked at her and said, don't you know who I am? Once a star, she just pulls my hair as I scrap her in the car. She's never seen me soar, charming with a song. Once an ingenue, to her I'm only more. When I'm on stage, it's like I walk on air. Nina doesn't care.
This is one of our videos. It was a video of the day. I think a week or so ago, Susan Egan, who was Belle in Disney's Beauty and the Beast, has this new song for parents for Christmas, for any time. It's called Nina Doesn't Care. There's some help on the video from a Disney animator, which is why there are cartoon animals in her house if you go to this video at DougStefan.com. This is such a sweet song.
Right? It's a cute video. It's a little girl's funny.
Wonderful.
She's the one who did that song, if you remember, about a year and a half ago, about Mom Sense, to the tune of the William Tell Overture. Pick up the clothes, get out, get ready for school. And it's the whole mom thing, remember that?
Yeah,
and it was just like this massive viral video.
Yeah.
So this is kind of one of the follow-ups to that. She's got a couple of these videos out.
Very nice. Nice, sweet, 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 sweet stuff. Good for those who want to be pensive around Thanksgiving. It's nice. I would like to get something like this. If I knew somebody had a little child, I would get them this for Christmas or for any time because you care about them. You show them some love. The International Rescue Committee and what to do with your money at Christmas, the focus of a conversation with Melissa Winkler in a little while here on Good Day. If you are trying to find different ways of helping people, if that's what your spirit tells you to do for Christmas, this may be a wonderful opportunity for you to do some helping, some suggestions and ideas. We'll have these sorts of things as alternative ideas for Christmas presents all through the season. I think it's important to do that. I've done it for a long time. Believe in the alternative. I don't as much as my living depends on the Macy's 24-hour sale.
I know, we love Macy's.
It's just, you know, there are other ways of getting that thrill. Speaking of a thrill, a week from Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday. I'm flying
Sunday.
To Israel to be there for a weekend. I was just looking at the people who are going with me or with whom I am going. I don't.
You're going to be hobnobbing.
All right. Well, who's Sean Sipos? He was David Breck on the series Melrose Place.
David
was
on
in
Melrose
Smallville,
Place. Hold on,
CSI
I need to
Miami.
Watch that.
Did you? Sean, how do you spell his last name?
S-I-P-O-S. Sean Sipos. He's one of the people. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see here. There is Greg Grunberg.
Yeah, we know him. He's been on the show a bunch of times.
Right.
From Lost and
right.
And
Heroes.
Too bad he's married. I'd have you put in a good word for me.
Really?
Oh, he was on the new Melrose Place. Yeah, I didn't watch that
right.
that much.
Okay. Justin Chatwin, who plays the son of Tom Cruise's character in War of the Worlds. He was in The Invisible.
Oh, yeah.
You know him? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Austin Nichols.
Hmm.
Who is Julian Baker in One Tree Hill?
Boy, okay. You're going with young people. I hate to bring it to you.
It's all young.
It's
the only person who's older is Mary Lynn Raskob, who was Chloe.
She's not that old either.
I'm 24. I don't know how old she is, but she has been. I was looking at some of the other things that she's been in besides 24. She's got quite a lot. I mean, for some of you really didn't know, she's been in a lot of stuff.
She's one of those people that blend in, except in 24. That was like her breakout personality
role. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's with whom I will have company, or they will be with me, 28 after the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. With snow falling at some ski resorts, winter sports programs are gearing up. And the good news is, there is a host of great adaptive sports programs for disabled travelers. Disabled Sports Eastern Sierra runs its ski and snowboarding program from Mammoth Mountain Ski Area in California. The instructors create a customized program depending upon your individual needs. And if you can't make it out to the mountain, consider donating to the Reach the Peak Scholarship Program. In Denver, the National Sports Center for the Disabled has therapeutic, recreational, and competitive programs. Participants can try a range of accessible activities from alpine skiing to ski biking to snowshoeing and ski racing. And the nonprofit organization Northeast Passage hosts a range of adaptive sports and recreation programs throughout all six states in New England. But if you want to try something completely different, check out the Winter Sled Hockey Games. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why TravelGuard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a TravelGuard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry. I'm a hugger.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Good day to be me, good day to be us. Not a good day to be raising chickens in Framingham, however.
Why not?
For those of you who are interested in the local headlines from the Metro West Daily News,
yeah.
The Board of Selectmen is concerned about a neighbor downtown who wants to raise 200 chickens in his backyard. So, if you...
In his backyard, so he's not a farm.
No, he's not a farm.
How big is his backyard?
Yeah. Well, this is the backyard. This is actually the this property backs up onto the town line.
It's,
so
yeah.
On one side of the property is the town of Sherburne. The other side of the property, Framingham. The house is in Framingham. The chickens are going to reside in Sherburne.
Is it a residential home?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's an old agricultural area that's been made residential. Yeah. So the other backside of it is just funny to see this kind of stuff that you never would have seen before. People upset because somebody's going to put chickens in their back. Everybody used to have chickens walking around their backyard. It's just funny to see people and their attitudes towards stuff. Kind of, it's sad, but yet it's funny. Speaking of things that are good, and I think that we're trying to find lots of good. We always are focused on good here as much as possible, but this is really something that is good. Allie Brown is ABC's secret millionaire. She's a small business expert. She's an entrepreneur. She's grown her business into the millions. She's the founder, CEO of Ali International. It's an enterprise devoted to empowering women entrepreneurs around the world. There are 50,000 members in her online and offline programs. How do we get attached to this, Richie?
Tell me.
Right. I mean, it's this is wonderful. As a voice for women's entrepreneurial success, you are the person. Ms. Brown, hello.
Hey, Doug, good morning. I grew up with chickens.
Did you? Where?
I did. Well, I grew up in Monroe, Connecticut, actually. I live in L.A. now because I'm more of a beach girl. I like the weather out here, honestly.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like it. At least from this time of year on, I'm with you out there.
Yeah, you'll have to come visit.
What would happen if you had chickens in your backyard now in L.A., Allie?
No, you know what that would cause? That would be all over the papers, just like you're saying. It would be there.
What town do you live in Los Angeles?
I'm in Marina Del Rey, so I'm at the beach. It's nice because I'm near the airport, but it's a quiet area.
Yeah.
And
I know the area. I know the area well. I have a home in Santa Monica, so I'm there
lot.
And there wouldn't be any possible place I could think of in Marina Del Rey where you would, unless it's in the backyard of
or my
the,
roof deck.
Of the, well, it could be the Cheesecake Factory. You could put it in the backyard of the Cheesecake Factory. That might be about it. So, anyway, it's, but we all have this background. We all like to kind of go back to our roots. How has that helped you as the secret millionaire? And I, why don't you tell that story first of being ABC's secret millionaire? Because that's kind of cool.
Oh, well, that's amazing. Well, you know, my business is I'm an entrepreneur mentor to women, and, you know, I have this company. And then the production company called me, and it was 2010. I got a phone call saying, you know, we have this show, and I'm thinking, oh, how great, TV. And they're like, well, wait, let us explain what this is. Hold on. You're living on welfare for a week. You're walking away from everything. You know, you sign your life away when you do those shows. You don't know what you're getting into
That's
all the time.
Sure. Yep.
And you are also required to give away $100,000. And I said, well, that's ABC's money, right? And they said, no, that's your money. I said, okay, well, look, this is interesting. I need to do a lot more research on this
usually
show.
They would pay me $100,000 to do a TV show.
Yeah.
Here's one where I have to give them money.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, let's check this out. But the show had been done before. I trusted ABC. It's a family-friendly channel. You know, it the production company checked out. And I tell you, it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. And, you know, I started with nothing when I built this company. And, you know, but we all get used to where we are. We get used to our creature comforts.
Mm-hmm.
We often do forget what's going on in our own backyard. The trick with my show, this blew my mind. I got in a cab not knowing where I was going on day one. I thought I was going across the country. I had boots, jackets packed, everything, 2 miles down the street to Venice Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, it's a touristy area, but there is a lot of homeless there. And it's one of those things that, you know, when you live near, you acknowledge, but I'd never sat down and talked with those people. I'd never lived, you know, in the middle of them. I never asked how I could help them. And it was just, it would transform my life. And, you know, one of the best parts was the last day is where I reveal that I am able to help these people financially. And I chose 4 organizations to break up that money to. And, I mean, there were tears, hugs. I still work with 3 of those causes today. And it's really opened up a whole new world for me.
All right. So in terms of the world that it's open, how do these things connect? Not collide, but connect. Because you have all these people that are online with you. What are you offering them? What is the benefit of connecting with you?
Well, one of the benefits right now and the biggest opportunities is that it's never been easier to start a business. Now, to those people who are unemployed right now or having a hard time, this may seem like a pipe dream, but listen up. There's several reasons why it's easier now. First of all is technology. You know, you see people who are, you know, at these protests, and if, you know, they want a job, and I see them, they have cell phones and laptops, and I'm thinking, okay, give me a week with you and you'll have a business online, right? The technology is so accessible now that there's really low barrier to entry. You don't need an office or retail space anymore. You don't need necessarily an advanced skill set to start a business. I have women coming to me, for example, who start businesses, everything from personal organizers to life coaches, dog groomers, financial planners. I mean, it runs the gamut. What we're seeing now, though, is a huge wave of people starting businesses based around their values and their lifestyle, and that's going to transform the country. And many women now
explain
are
that.
Starting
my,
businesses.
Yeah, let's have a little
and
more
my wife
that.
And her friend were just sitting around talking about this yesterday, and they kind of touched there, but explain what you mean by that.
The lifestyle part?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and actually, it's more, this is a study done of women, that women typically start businesses less for income. I mean, the income's a big reason, but more for the flexibility. And that's why you see women are starting businesses at nearly 3 times the national average rate, because they are able to plan around their families, their values, whether they want to travel, not travel. And I think you see a lot of men doing this now as well. The income is important. However, it's the lifestyle and flexibility that is most appealing as a business owner. But I'll be the first to say it's not for everyone.
I mean, you've
got to hustle.
Yeah, let's talk about the realities of the political situation because that enters into it. The idea of I've never been any good at working for anybody. I'm the only person in the country who still owns and produces and hosts a syndicated radio program. Everybody else is tied to some business or some entity. I knew long ago that I wouldn't make it working for one of the big corporate entities, because I've worked for them, but I haven't depended on them. But to start what I did 24 years ago and make it work today, wouldn't. And I know that because of understanding the reality of the world that I'm working in. So in terms of understanding, as you help people get started with whatever the ideas are, I always think that you find a passion, something you love doing, and try to make money at it. The reality of government interference and involvement, getting in your face, regulators here, there, and everywhere. You can't do this. You can't do that. You got to apply for this. You got to apply for that. It's daunting, and people have been discouraged because the news media has done such a great job at reporting this sort of thing, and we have this atmosphere around us now. If you make money, you're a bad guy. You are going to be taxed, and you're going to, you know, you're greedy and all this other stuff, which gives me a pain in my derriere. But yet that's what some people think entrepreneurialism and the free enterprise system is all about.
Yep, no, I agree. And one of the beefs I have with the whole Occupy movement, and listen, there are things that should be protested against.
Yep.
Things that happened, absolutely. But this whole, like, the governments have never created jobs in our history. It's never worked.
Well, they create positions. There are 400,000 more people working for government entities than there were 10 years ago when George Bush first became president, and a lot of that has to do with the fear that has gone through us from September 11th and the incursion of government, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. But you look at these, some of the Occupy people have some great messages. They're just not being well reported in the media. But on the other hand, there are people who want something for nothing, and you're never going to get anywhere that way.
Right. What's the scary part to me as a business owner is the anti-capitalism kind of movement that's mm-hmm. undercurrent of this. Mm-hmm. And listen, you can't demonize business, capitalism, and money and then say give us jobs. People want jobs to make money, and businesses create jobs, and businesses that are successful, like people aren't understanding how this all works. And I think this is our job as small business owners to get out there, talk about our businesses. And also, you know, coming up this Saturday is Small Business Saturday. I think it's a great educational tool. American Express started this few years ago, and it's really taken off. And small businesses that participate and promote this are shown to have higher sales. We need to realize that small business owners are our neighbors. They're our friends. We need to start patronizing these businesses more. And also, a great statistic that I just realized is that small businesses with less than 100 employees represent 99% of all employers.
Yep, yep. And they're the ones, the money for the job. We're not talking about you're working for some big giant steel corporation. We're talking about people that have a corner business. They employ two or three people, four or five people. And so the idea here, which Richie is very excited about, so am I, and so is everybody else, when they understand what it's about, if you're going to go out and shop on Friday or Saturday or Sunday or whenever through the season, and it isn't just this time of year, it's every time of year, support mm-hmm. the local small
the
business guy.
Instead of going to the mega mart.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, you're not helping local. I mean, yeah, they're employing local people for the most part, and we all need them, but we're now faced with the almost life or death struggle because many of the big business, the big mega companies are trying to put the little guys out of business, and you can help support them if you pledge to shop small, which is what this is all about.
Yeah,
if we go
at
to
least on the Saturday. And listen, I love Target more than anybody, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
I don't know. You have some competition here.
Okay. All right. So I love the big stores, too. And again, you know, we're not a big businesses are small businesses that did something right.
Right. They
but
came up.
This Saturday, let's remember, like, those stores we grew up with. I remember growing up and, you know, in Connecticut, and we'd drive to the local pharmacy. We'd go to these little stores and buy all the Christmas gifts. And there's something a lot more magical about doing that. So I think it's great to remind people about that and see how they can do it in their town and support the Main Street instead of Wall Street.
Yep. So the place to go, you go to facebook.com/Small Business Saturday, and we ought to hook our Facebook page up to that, Jennifer, so that we've connected so people can know that we support this
Absolutely.
Sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And congratulations to you for all the good work that you do. Nice to meet you, Ali. Thank you for being here.
Thanks. Great. And you can check out all I have at AllieBrown.com.
AllieBrown.com. Com. That's there's a good right. You have to be a good salesperson. If you're a successful entrepreneur, you got to be a good sales, a good pitch person, and you are right. Got to be a good
yes.
pitch person. All right. See you on the beach in Marina Del Rey.
Great. Have a great day.
Yeah. Thanks, Allie. All right. So there's the bottom line of all this is go. Patronize the small business people. Mm-hmm. Support the small businesses. Yeah.
In your community.
Absolutely. It'll be huge, huge, huge.
Instead of going to Best Buy, go to your local stereo store.
These are the people, this is, as she said,
pharmacy.
Small stores get bigger, and then they get bigger, and then they get bigger.
Sure.
They start with one person, an idea, a couple of people, borrow a little money from the bank, whatever it is.
Yep.
But without free enterprise, greedy capitalism isn't what we're talking about. The free enterprise system is what this country is built on, and that's what we are supporting and lauding, praising, and helping here. At 13 before the hour, this is Good Day.
It's the Toys R Us After Thanksgiving sale with over 150 doorbusters. And we're your first stop when doorbusters start 9 p.m. Thanksgiving night. Plus bonus doorbusters 5 a.m. Friday. Hurry in for our lowest prices ever. Like 50% off hot toys from top brands like Barbie, Crayola, LeapFrog, Vaseline, and more. Get huge savings earlier than ever before. Doorbusters start 9 p.m. Thursday night. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Local store hours may vary. Exclusions apply. Visit a store or toysrus.com today.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour.
Set the alarm for Macy's After Thanksgiving sale. Doors open at midnight for Black Friday specials. Charter Club cashmere sweaters for her, $39.99 and $59.99. Great sweaters for him, $21.99. Rampage boots for her, $19.99. Regular priced coffee, tea, and espresso makers, 40% off. Macy's Black Friday specials, midnight till 1 p.m.
I'm gonna wait.
Store hours vary, savings on regular and sale prices, exclusions apply.
The holidays are a time of hope and excitement for children. But with unemployment at a 20-year high and a record 16 million American children living in poverty, many children risk facing Christmas without a gift under the tree. Since 1947, U.S. Marine Corps Reserve units have conducted Toys for Tots campaigns nationwide to bring the joy of Christmas to America's most disadvantaged children. But while the economy means more donations are needed, it also means fewer people are able to donate. Lieutenant General Pete Ostman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
The need has never been greater. I would ask the American public to throw its support behind Toys for Tots this season by donating that new toy or making that monetary donation. Together, we can bring the joy of Christmas and send a message of hope to America's less fortunate children.
Toys can be donated to Toys for Tots at any Toys R Us or Babies R Us through December 4th. And money can be donated through December 24th online at toysfortots.org.
Here's today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supported, but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes. Green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected. Like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Gee, I was looking in the local paper to see if I could find any more problems other than chickens in this guy's backyard.
The pigs or...
Yeah. No,
Llamas, anything like that?
No. A lot of people in Framingham are moving to Milford, apparently. Big problem.
Good. Leave it all to yourself.
Right, exactly.
You we'll
find more room for your chickens.
Yeah.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Now 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is the man who knows all about your pet from stem to stern. He's able to summarize and somehow or other get that affection that you have crystallized to help you better take care of your pet. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is number one around the country on the weekends for pet information. And it's likely that you've heard of Warren in some way, shape, or form beside his being on this program, because his name is on the lips of animal lovers everywhere. How do you like that for a romantic introduction, Warren?
And I was just going to say America's Most Wanted doesn't count.
Well, you're on the America, the Doug's Most Wanted list. Here's this guy, Warren Eckstein, who's interviewed by Cosmo Magazine this month, and he goes on extolling the virtue of cats. So Warren in Cosmo on cats. Nice job.
Good job, Warren.
Cats are just so smart. They are so smart that they've convinced the public that they can't be trained just so we leave them alone. That's how smart cats are.
They are?
Of course they are. And you know what? If you've never had the opportunity, Doug, have you ever been owned by a cat? I mean, I know you have the barn and outdoor cats, but...
The answer is I've never been owned
by a
cat.
There you go. So it's kind of like the kid that says, I don't like spinach before they taste it. You need to go out today and adopt yourself a beautiful cat, Doug.
We actually have a cute cat. Somebody just dumped off here a few weeks ago. And the lights didn't work in the barn last night, so I'm going in looking for a switch, and I hear this stirring, and then I hear this crash, and I hear this hissing, and I forgot that Charlotte jumped out of the truck with me, and she's chasing this cat around.
Oh.
How would you feel, though, if it was in reverse? The cat jumped out of the truck and chased Charlotte around.
Yeah, I think that would probably, it would work because Charlotte would learn.
Does Charlotte ever get a little scrape in the nose?
Charlotte has had a couple of run-ins with cats, and like the rooster, she now knows how to keep her distance.
It's smart, but again, a lot of people feel the way you do, and I understand it, but if you've never really had the opportunity to appreciate the concept of how affectionate and emotional cats are, and a lot of people just don't understand that, because cats, for the most part, years ago, lived outside. Now people that have their cats inside, I got to tell you, they love their cats. They're just as emotional, and we're finding out that cats physically are just as healthy to have as dogs are.
So that's the essence of the article in Cosmo?
We wanted to go into the fact of why people assume that cats cannot be trained, and why people just assume that dogs are smarter than cats. So I was explaining that sometimes the more difficult even a dog is to train, the more intelligent they are. When I go into a home and I look at a dog and I say, sit, and the dog looks up and says, yo, Warren, you're talking to me? That's
Warren.
A smart dog. That's a questioning dog. And cats question us, and some people can't deal with that.
All right. Yo, Warren.
Yo, Warren.
Warren,
you
next time from the Pet Show. All right, so there's a story on your website about a dog who learned to drive a bus.
Yeah, by watching the owner.
Yeah. How does what does the dog really do?
If it's automatic, I'll buy it. If it's standard transmission, I can't accept the fact that the dog can reach the clutch.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know how to respond to some of these stories. Of course, they sound ludicrous and crazy, but I've observed dogs for 30 years in almost every situation, and I have seen dogs that watch their owners so specifically and try to emulate their... I've seen dogs actually try to lift their leg on in a commode after watching their owner pee. Seriously. Seriously. So they watch... Are you laughing? I'm being... This isn't my first rodeo, guys. I've been doing this for a few years.
Exactly.
And so dogs really observe us, so it would not be out of the question that the dog wouldn't know what to do.
We need Thanksgiving tips what not to feed your dog from Thanksgiving meals.
Onions. Raisins.
Yeah,
turkey.
No kidding.
Turkey. Now, a little turkey's not going to hurt them, but it has tryptophan, so don't be surprised if you give your dog a little piece of turkey.
Yeah, but aren't the bones dangerous for dogs?
No bones. There should be no bones given to dogs whatsoever. Cow bones, chicken bones, turkey bones. No bones whatsoever. They can splinter. So you want to stay away from the bones.
Any bone from any animal, whether it's beef, chicken, all that stuff. You don't ever let your dog have a bone. Is that the rule?
No, absolutely. You can go to your butcher and give you a brontosaurus bone.
So then why doesn't somebody get a... Why don't we protest all these bones that are available? All these dog stores are full of all kinds of bones.
Well, there was just a recall yesterday. Everyone was starting to feed their dog these chicken strips, and there was just a recall. I just posted on Facebook yesterday morning a recall on these chicken strips because hundreds of dogs were getting sick from these so-called natural chicken things or whatever.
Yeah,
people got to get angry. They got to like. There's just a thing right now. I don't know if they're a sponsor here, so I'm not going to mention the name.
No, go ahead.
Well, it was actually I can't think of the name right now. Right. But it's a company that came out, and their commercial is going to be filmed at a Tucson Greyhound racing track. Skechers. It was going to be filmed at a Greyhound, and now there's a big uproar in the humane community because of that.
Really? All right. I think sounds perfect. The Greyhounds are enormously disrespected.
They're treated like athletes. They're rubbed down.
After they're done racing, they kill them.
Absolutely.
That's why there's a
big
Greyhound movement, the rescue Greyhound movement.
Absolutely.
Warren Eckstein, happy Thanksgiving. Some tips on what not to feed your dogs and your cats. Well, feed it to the cats, that's all right. But don't feed it to the dogs. 59 past the hour on Good Day.